episode 1689, It's Too Soon to Tell.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is your day. It's a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. Oh, come on. You got this. It's too soon to tell, though. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, busyness, anxiety, and overwhelm clouds your everyday. It impedes your passion and your dreams, leaving you only with the thought, it's too soon to tell. Many lies and failures strangle the hopes of reaching your dreams, the ones you put off for years, taking care of the children, supporting your spouse in his career, and listening to the ones who convince you it's not time. Just move on. Why wait for something that isn't supposed to be? Maybe in another lifetime, another year, but not now. You fight back, hoping to discover a breath of fresh air, a breeze that blows open doors to your dream once again. But instead, it's storms which cause further wreckage in your life and in your heart. Why can't you control what is happening? You appear to do all you're supposed to do, taking care of everyone else, putting yourself last, going to church, volunteering in the community, saying yes to everyone with little hesitation. What sleep? Why is all going so well for her and not me? Why am I being limited? Why not me? Control. Control holds you back from where God wants to take your passion and your dreams. You do what you think is best, but forget to involve whom entrusted you with the dream and passion to begin with. You uproot the seed. You move again to find greener pastures on the other side. You water it. You fertilize it. You weed it. Yet there you are again, questioning why you are being limited. Why can't I get further than last time? Why can't God just let me live out my dreams? Why can't I catch a break? Why not me? You uproot the seed. You move again to find greener pastures on the other side. You water it. You fertilize it. You weed it. You water it. You fertilize it. You weed it. Years pass, and another chance for your dreams to become a reality. This, yes, this is my time. You begin almost where you left off. You water it, you fertilize it, you weed it. When you continually uproot what God wants to grow, you are putting yourself at a disadvantage. It's too soon to tell. When you keep questioning what God knows best, you allow the world to descend upon you what they see as acceptable, what they dream as possible. Your passion is clouded, your dreams crushed. You can't grow your dreams and your passion if you don't let God do the work with you, through you, in you. Control? Control isn't the answer. Look how far that has gotten you in the past. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Psalm 46, verse 10. It's too soon to tell. Well, so what's next? You know your dream and passion is supposed to become a reality. You feel it deeper than your skin. It's within your blood. How long must you wait? How long must you trust? How long must you believe? It's too soon to tell. So rise up. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Rise up. Rise up and shine, for your light has come. The shining greatness of the Lord has risen upon you. That is a beautiful verse in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Rise up and shine. Your validity is not found in the promises of man, but in the heart of God. Potential is proven where it is planted. You must be willing to rise up. And no, that doesn't mean take the seed out and plant it somewhere else where you think it will grow faster. It's not doing everything under your control. It's to rise. Rise in serene expectation. It's a calmness, a serenity within you that only God can grant, a serene expectation. And it looks like this. Number one, receive. Expect the unexpected when you open your hands and heart to receive the dream, the passion within. It's a gift. But unfortunately, we're so busy, we're so anxious, we're overwhelmed by all the stuff that we have to do. Our Facebook feed says we're falling behind because we don't have enough followers. You want to write a book? You need 5 million followers. Well, do you? You only need as many followers as God grants them to you, because God will give you those who need your message. Rise up. Receive. Expect the unexpected when you open your hands. And as you open your hands, you release. Number two, release. Plant the seed where God directs, not where you think it should go. Not because the grass is greener on the other side. Not because you think that soil is better. Not because someone tells you that if you go there, they will have all the answers to get you to where you want to be. Release. Plant the seed where God directs you. Rise in serene expectation. And number three, remain. Time is on your side when God is at the helm. Don't put a timer on God's watch. Be still and remain. You're not getting the results you want, so you become squeamish. You're like, oh, I should be doing better. I mean, you know, I've taken this course and this certification, and I should already have at least 100 clients. But no, here I am, and I don't even have one. What is wrong with me? Why can't I get to where I know God wants me to be? And you try to force things. Remain. God's watch has the perfect time. Be still and remain. Rise in serene expectation. Number four, reveal. Soon you will be asked to tell others, sharing with them the potential, the plan, the process, the progression, the purpose. Reveal when it's time, not sooner than, not later than, but when God sends. When He says, this is your now. Create your now right here. Reveal. Stir up. Rise in serene expectation. And finally, number five, revere. Treasure that what is given and that which has been taken. So much of our life is built on success, but we forget that our failures are greater than our success. Why? Because we learn from them. Our failures grow us. Our failures allow us to climb higher. Why? Because we've had more of them. Success actually can tear us down, can hold us back, because we think, aha, I've arrived. I am here. Yet then the next day, nobody knows your name. God knows your name. He knows the passion that He has planted within you. He knows the seed that you carry. He knows your desire. The question is, are you ready to rise up? Rise in serene expectation. I think a lot about what my father has taught me growing up in the years. Little things like stop and smell the roses. Yeah, we've all heard that. It's not from my dad, but he said it to me a lot. So when I hear that or I see a rose, I think of him. I have many rose bushes in my backyard, and they're gorgeous. They bloom multiple times throughout the season. I've never seen anything like it. I've had rose bushes before. Some have done great and others have died because of the winter. And I think about what he would say to me, expect the unexpected. You see, we are so judgmental of the world. We're judgmental of our own success and our own failures. We judge ourselves harshly, rudely. We distort what is our now. We forget the heavenly perspective, how God sees us. Yet we still want to reach those dreams because there's something deeper within us. We don't understand it. We try to put it on paper. We type it digitally into our notes on our phone. There are times that we can't stop our mind moving faster than our fingers can type. We try to send ourselves spoken notes. Don't forget this, because when the time is right, you will need this. Your dream never dies. Your heart just fails. What is your heart pumping for? Is your heart pumping for the anxiety because you know that feeling? Is it pumping for the overwhelm, for the busyness that says you're on to something? Everybody else is living this craziness. If I don't feel at peace, there's no way I'm going to be successful. But you see, God says otherwise. Rise up. Be still and know that I am God. I can move mountains with one word. I command them and they will move. I give this within you. Yet where is your faith? Where is that seed? Have you given up? Have you tried to toil the ground and add it a little bit more, going, oh, if I just do this, maybe if I add a little bit of that, it'll be magic. And poof, there it is. The answer to all of my problems over the last 15 years. What if God told you right now today that you have to work until 20 years to get your dream alive? Would you walk that journey still with him? If you still had another 5 to go. I don't know. There are days that I think, yeah, I would walk whatever amount that he would put timeline wise. But then there are days that I am so human and my heart aches for what I know God has given within me. And why am I not further? You see, you're not alone. It's just too soon to tell. So we have to be patient. We have to rise up. Rise in serene expectation, a calmness and a peace about us knowing that we receive, we release, we remain, we reveal, we revere all that God has given to us. We rise up. God wants you to rise up to your potential, not the potential that you know, but the potential to grow. Have you planted your seeds? Have you watered them, fertilized them, weeded them? Have you watered them, fertilized them, and weeded them? Have you been patient, learning what's before you, taking that one step at a time, that immediate step that he puts right in front of you so you can walk the miles of greatness that he is creating on a daily basis for you? It's in your everyday that you find God, not just when you need him, not just when things are down and out, but your everyday, in the good, in the bad, and the ugly. As often as you want to control, especially the anxiety, the overwhelm, the busyness, it's too often to tell. Rise up and shine. You have a dream. God wants to see that dream come true. You have a passion. You have a purpose planted by the hand of God. Are you ready to change your mindset? Are you ready to change your heart? Are you ready to change your words that change your thoughts, that change your actions, to propel you forward and upward with the plan of the potential to live out the purpose that God has planted within you? Today is the day. And if you're there saying, I want all of this, but I don't even know my next step. I'm hurting and I don't even know what's forward. I don't know what's backwards. I don't know what's side to side. I'm confused. What is the next? What is the one next step, that baby step? I'm going to come beside you in your journey. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, it will begin our conversation. There will be a few questions to answer. That just gives me a foundation as to where you are. And then we will get a time set up for you to meet. If you want to meet on Skype, if you just want to do phone to phone, because for some reason, it just seems better that I just want to hear a voice. I don't want to be distracted by whatever it is for you. I will work with you. You have a dream, a passion, a purpose planted by the hand of God. Don't just keep moving the seed around. Don't keep uprooting it just because you think, oh, if I go and do this, if I just say yes to two more things, maybe he will see that I am worthy. He chose you. You are already worthy. You do not have to prove anything. He does want you to show up. And he does want to walk with you in your journey. So today, let your heart rise up. Rise in serene expectation. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.